I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. High food prices, economic fallout from COVID-19, and unprecedented flooding are driving widespread hunger in South Sudan. According to the World Food Program, 2.4 million people are at risk of famine if they don't receive aid. Door International supports church planting in South Sudan's deaf communities through a program called 2x2. Door's Bernard Thuku says church planters stopped giving out food aid when things began to open up.
But with this information, I kept thinking, maybe it's about time we thought about going back to the food program ministry.
Also, school closures during the pandemic cut off the team's main channel of ministry to deaf children. Now that schools have reopened and deaf believers can meet with deaf students, pray for effective discipleship and spiritual growth.
For the first time, they're able to see where this world came from, the heavens, the trees, the rivers.
And polygamy and persecution pose unique challenges to ministry in Syria. We get more from MNN's Katie Harth.
Usama's children came to Christ at a special event. Seeing their faith sparked his curiosity, and Usama wanted to know more. After seeing Jesus in a dream and talking to gospel workers helped by Christian Aid Mission, Usama trusted in Christ. Now, both of his wives are believers too. Pray for these new Christians as they study God's will for marriage. Sometimes challenges come in the form of trauma. One woman helped by local workers saw the brutal execution of her husband and son. These men were killed in front of her when they refused to deny Christ. Pray the woman feels God's love as believers walk alongside her and encourage her. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.